The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind: my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hi and good evening. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. I am the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. Thank you for listening to me here on LI News Radio 103.9. I will be here live every Friday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your stress and anxiety about money. If you have any questions while listening, you can always feel free to contact my office at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at www.diversifiedfinancial.biz. Or if you are on Facebook, you can check out our Facebook page, Diversified Financial Solutions. So here we are, ready to begin Labor Day weekend. How did that happen? I don't know what month I'm in, but certainly I don't feel like it's September yet. It certainly has been a crazy year. I'm sure we can all agree about that. Since we are ahead of a long holiday weekend, I wanted to hear from you. This show is for you, so let's talk. Do you have any money or financial questions? Give me a call right now and we can talk about it right on the air. The number to call in is 631-451-1039. That is 631-451-1039. I want to help you. I want us to all go into the weekend stronger and smarter. You are listening to The Financial Chick. If you do not get your question on air, please feel free to call my office at any time and we will be very happy to answer your questions as well. So today I went to the mall for the first time with my daughter. Next week the kids are starting school on Wednesday, and it was just really, really weird to be there today for the first time. My daughter actually said that she couldn't believe she was there, so it's because it's been so long. But then she also said it felt really weird, and actually said to me that she felt like she was doing something illegal, which was just harrowing from a 14-year-old's mouth. So it's just a weird situation, and sad, I guess, all put rolled into one. But really, going there was kind of eye-opening. Obviously, we all know about wearing our masks, but there was the waiting online. You'd go to a store and you would have to wait outside in some of the stores because of the numbers that that they couldn't have in the store. There was a limited amount of people. They're putting sanitizer into your hands when you walk in, and then should you be paying with credit card or cash? There were stores that were open, and then there were some stores that were closed. So it really, really is quite interesting to see how things are happening right now in the world today. So I think we might have a phone call coming in. So just give it a few minutes. I think we have somebody calling in. But it was really definitely a very interesting experience to go there. My daughter did get some of her clothes, and we are starting school on Wednesday, and we will see what happens. I could definitely keep you up to date on that. But I'm going to put that on hold for a second because we do have somebody on the line, and it looks like Lorraine from Oakdale, right here in New York. Lorraine?
Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hi, Lorraine. What can I do for you?
Well, unfortunately, I'm currently unemployed, and I had a question. What would you advise me to do if I wanted to transfer out funds for my 401k plan from my former employer.
Okay.
Do you have any advice for me?
Okay. Well, first, I want to say I'm so sorry about the loss of the job. Was it something due to COVID or?
It was
Downsizing?
It was downsizing last year. And then when I started looking for work, COVID happened. So I'm kind of stuck in the middle of this transition time right now.
Gotcha. Okay. So you said you have a 401k. Well, let me ask you a question as far as are you on unemployment right now?
Unfortunately, no.
You're not. Okay.
I'm trying to apply for the second time. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Okay. So basically, I mean, one of the things that we want to take a look at, there's several options that you have, obviously, when you have a 401k with a company. One is leave it there. Second would be to take it all out and get the penalties and the taxes, which is typically not a good option. Roll it to another company if you are going to another company, or you can, in fact, roll it out. And that kind of sounds like what you're leaning towards. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess that could be a little bit better towards the company. So I would like to roll it out into something else.
Okay. So basically, that's something that our office could help you with. And with that, you would want to get the paperwork from the company, and you would meet with us. We would sit down, free consultation, to kind of take a look at your situation and see what your goals are and what you may need. I mean, sometimes bridging that gap, you may need some money from this particular 401k. Sometimes you have a cash reserve. So these are all things that we would explore and take a look at and really see what it is, how you want to invest, whether you're a conservative investor, an aggressive investor. I won't let you expose your age, but to find out how old you are. So basically, there's a few things. So Lorraine, by all means, please give us a call at the office at 631-758-8691 if you'd want to come in and talk about doing that rollover and see what your options are.
Oh, I look forward to it. After the holiday weekend, I look forward to talking to you next week. I'll schedule an appointment, whether it's Zoom or is it in person?
Actually, and that's a great question, Lorraine. Actually, in our office right now, we are doing what people are comfortable with. We are, in fact, taking appointments in the office. But if you feel more comfortable doing a Zoom type of appointment, we can certainly do that as well. And email documents or whatever the case may be. The Zoom is nice because we can actually get to know each other and see each other as opposed to just doing a phone call. So that is something we definitely can do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. I love the name, by the way, Financial Chat.
Ah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you taking the time to call in. So thank you very, very much, and have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. Bye, Lorraine. So again, we see that these are some of the things that we do at Diversified Financial Solutions is really to guide and help people in all aspects of their financial lives. Being a comprehensive independent financial planning firm, we're looking not only at the investments, which are important, but strategies. So for someone like the caller that we just had, we really don't know a lot of the information at this point. But we may be able to work a plan with her to enable her to bridge herself till she gets another job, and ways to do that most efficiently from a tax standpoint, penalty standpoint, and really help her to focus not only for the present but also for the future. So the number to the studio again is 631-451-1039. If you have calls, we can certainly take those calls today. We are doing phone in Friday, keeping it light and airy, but again, trying to get you the information that you need. So if anything's on your mind, any financial questions or any money questions you may have, feel free to give a call into the studio today. We're excited to hear from you. So we're getting close to the break, but we had a very interesting week last week, or this week, I should say. We hit all the markets hit all-time highs earlier in the week. And then on Thursday, everything switched gears. And actually, Thursday brought a downturn, which brought us back to June 26th. At that time, the unemployment rate was 13.3%, up from the low of 13.5%, which was way before the pandemic. So It was interesting. So even with the job numbers coming in positively today, with 1.371 million jobs created, and the fact that unemployment number now went down to 8.4% from a high of 13.3%, which is definitely very positive, the market was still down to close out the week. So very interesting. So a lot of stuff going on right now, and especially with coronavirus, I think a lot of stuff is hinging on the vaccine. So we're going to definitely talk about that more after the commercial break. Again, this is the Financial Chick with Diversified Financial Solutions. My office number is 631-758-8691, 631-758-8691. Give us a call if you have questions at the office, and we're on to break. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. Again, my company, Diversified Financial Solutions. Phone number 631-758-8691. And what we say is, at Diversified Financial Solutions, we do the work so you can relax and enjoy your life. Again, the number here to call in is 631-451-1039. I think we have a caller right now, so I think we'll let's get that caller on the line. We have Mitch on the line. Right. Hi, Mitch.
Right. Hi, Denise. How are you today?
I am good. How are you doing, Mitch?
I'm fine. Thank you. In the middle of this crazy world.
Oh, that is a true statement. But you're hanging in there, feeling good?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What was that?
Are you hanging in there and feeling good?
Oh, yeah.
All good. All good.
It's all good at the moment.
Excellent.
And thank you for taking my call. I have a general question. I'm in those... what I'll call semi-retirement years, already in Medicare and Social Security and pension and all that stuff, but I'm still working.
Okay.
My question is, what kind of questions should I be asking my financial advisor now that I'm already receiving all of these things?
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. And you said you are taking Social Security.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, basically you want to discuss with your financial advisor, you know, what your goals are. I mean, are you looking to work for another 5 years, 10 years in perpetuity? You know, many people just love what they do and want to do that part-time job for a long time. Really taking a look at what your assets are but more importantly, what your expenses are. So what you want to be able to derive is what your expenses are versus what your income is and see if that matches. And if that matches, you're in good shape. If you feel that you're falling short, say 50, 100, whatever the number is on a monthly basis, now you want to kind of take a look at those assets and say, all right, so how much can I actually pull from these assets without running out of money? Because, right, I mean, what would you say your biggest concern would be in retirement?
Basically just... staying, what's the word? Having a standard basic income that's going to the rest of it's play money.
Okay.
So it's like making sure that certainly who would have guessed COVID would show up?
Yeah, that was a big one for all of us for sure.
And who would have guessed that even this week that we went sky high and then dropped back down and balanced out?
Right.
You know, it's not all about the stock market, as you know. It's just, I don't know whether to just sit where I am or whether or not I'm supposed to move IRAs to Roths, to annuities.
Mm-hmm.
Are these even questions, or if everything's okay, just shut up and leave everything alone?
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of really good questions. And those are things that you should be speaking with your financial advisor about, if you have one. And, you know, talking about, you know, IRAs, Roth IRAs, what, you know, when we talk in general, what I love about what I do is I sit down with people one-on-one and find out about their particular situation. We can give general information, but it's not going to pertain to you. So really getting the facts, the figures, and the feelings, you know. So those are really the three things that we need to look at to make sure that you are on the right track to achieving your goals. So you're saying making sure you just have enough income. But at the same time, will those assets give you that income that you need as well, if that's needed down the line?
And is there anything, I totally get the purpose of speaking to you one-to-one.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any principles that you can share as far as things that, as I said, that I should be asking?
Okay.
You know, it's sort of like I walk into a doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
I usually go in with a question or two.
Right.
What might I bring to the meeting with you?
Okay. Well, first of all, I guess, you know, asking the financial advisor, or asking me what it is that you're going to do for me. Will you help me with just my investments, or are you really going to do some type of planning or comprehensive planning for me, taking into account your Social Security? You know, there's different strategies with Social Security based on other income that you have that your Social Security may not be taxed, you know, at all. But if it's at a certain level, it'll be taxed at 50%, or a certain level, 85%. Don't get scared at those numbers. There's a whole calculation that CPAs use, but we don't have the time to go into all those things. But, you know, looking at all, what you're taking and making sure you're not only taking what you need, but doing it from a tax beneficial way too. So those would be a lot of the questions that I would ask. And also determining what your adequate cash reserve is. COVID, you brought this up a little bit a few moments ago. Coronavirus came. And fortunately, you said you are still working. But somebody that wasn't working, do they have an adequate cash reserve to bridge them over maybe a couple of months that they don't have employment, or they're not going to be making the money that they would have made perhaps being downsized or maybe just even being put down part-time? We've seen people not working the amount of hours as a full-time status. So, yeah, there's a lot of questions that you can derive or ask, but I think a good financial advisor like myself would probably ask you those questions to see where you're at and then devise a plan for you that's going to get you where you need to be.
Much appreciated. Very helpful.
All right. Well, if you want to call the office, 631-758-8691, and we can definitely talk a little bit further. This show is only a half hour, so.
Right.
But if you have more questions, by all means, Mitch, please give a call to the office.
Thanks so much.
Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling.
And you too.
All right. Take care. All right. So, you know, these are the calls and these are the questions that on a day-to-day basis I get with my clients or people that are prospective clients that are coming into the office. We're so busy in our life. We have so much that's going on, whether we're working or taking care of children or taking care of parents. A lot of times something falls through the cracks, and 9 times out of 10, it happens to be the financial piece of our puzzle. And working with a financial advisor like myself enables you to have a partner not feeling that you have all the weight on your shoulders. A lot of times I'll just have clients call and say, listen, you know, this happened. Can you help me with this? I just don't know what to do. Doing this for over 24 years as an independent, I've worked with companies like Smith Barney and other firms in Manhattan and went independent over 24 years ago. I have been able to help clients get through all of these different wrinkles that they have in their life. Anything that's gone on. My right now, I would say my youngest client is 14 and my oldest client is 92. So I've heard all the stories. I've seen all of the different situations. And what we're here to do, hence the name of my company, is find solutions for those problems that you have, especially retirement. People are very nervous and sometimes don't plan properly for retirement. You know, they're doing their 401k, they're putting away maybe an IRA or a Roth IRA, but they never do the planning on the other side where, when should I take Social Security? When should I take my pension? And if I take my pension, what options should I take? Usually there's a laundry list of options and it can be overwhelming. So if you call us or work with us, we're able to help you navigate all of those things. And what's the biggest thing that most people really don't like to do? Paperwork. That's one thing in our office, myself, my executive assistant, Allison, We do the work so you don't have to. We do this all the time. So something that you may research, may take you a while, give us a call. We'll have the answer for you real quickly. Not saying don't research. Always you have to worry about your own self. But, you know, we try to cut through the chase and give you time back in your life, which is something that we've all really, really want to have in our life is the time. So the show is coming to a close, but I want to let you know that next Friday, I'm thrilled to have a guest with me on the air. We will be talking to Greg Sundahl. His company is Booming Future. Booming Future is a comprehensive college planning business that focuses on a wide array of admissions and financial aid processes for the college-bound student. So it's never too late to start planning for college. We know other than buying a home, it's probably one of the other biggest expenses that we have. So enjoy your Labor Day weekend. I can't believe it's here, but let's have fun, and I can't wait to talk to you next week.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.